Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all things that are going to have happened for the week of July 12th, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. The Pick of the Week is going to be Space Jam, A New Legacy. It's going to be in theaters and HBO Max. NBA superstar LeBron James teams up with Bugs Bunny and the rest of the Looney Tunes crew. Play a game of basketball in order to escape virtual space run by a rogue algorithm that won't let him leave or his family out unless he plays a game. Honestly, I don't know how good this is going to be. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, TNT has Titans. It's the same show that was on DC Universe. It's now on HBO Max. I think they're going to run the first two seasons before the third one premieres. AMC has The Beast Must Die. A&E has The Intervention finale, and ID has Reasonable Doubt premiere. For Tuesday, Fox has the 2021 MLB All-Star Game live. FX has the finale of Mr. In-Between. History has the Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch finale. For Wednesday, A&E has the premiere of Court Cam. For Thursday, CW has the premiere of Outpost, and Vice has the Dark Side of the 90s premiere. Friday, Sci-Fi has Surreal Estate premiere. Saturday, TLC has Say Yes to the Dress premiere. I don't know why I put it on the list. HBO has the premiere of The Empty Man. And for Sunday, CW has the premiere of Dead Pixels. History Channel has The Machines That Built America premiere. Nat Geo has Wicked Tuna Outer Banks premiere and the finale of Breaking Bobby Bones. HBO has the premiere of The 100-Foot Wave. For movies coming out this week, you have Escape Room, Tournament of Champions, sequel to the box office psychological thriller hit that terrified audiences, their words, not mine. In this one, six people unwillingly find themselves locked in another series of escape rooms, slowly uncovering what they have in common and discovering that they have all played the game before. That, and also Space Jam, A New Legacy. For DVDs coming out this week, you have Mortal Kombat, Wrath of Man, SpongeBob SquarePants, Sponge on the Run. For online services, Netflix, you have The Gunpowder Milkshake, Private Network, Heist, Never Have I Ever, Fear Street Part 3, 1666, Explained, Naomi Osaka, and Deep. Hulu, you have American Horror Stories, which is kind of a spin-off of American Horror Story. Prime, you have El Cid, and Making the Cut. For video games, Curved Space is for the Switch, Where the Heart Leads for the PS4 and PS5, Lost at Sea for the PS5, Xbox X, and PC, F1 2021 for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Observer System Redo for the PS4 and Xbox One, Space Jam A New Legacy for the Xbox X and Xbox One, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD for the Switch. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, years after its announced debut, Tesla has finally released the beta version 9 of its full driving system, albeit warning drivers that the software may do the wrong thing at the worst time and urging them not to become complacent at the wheel. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who over the years has become famous for missing deadlines, originally said that the Beta 9 version was coming in 2018, then 2019, and most recently said no later than past June. And at the beginning of the month, Musk swore that Tesla fans that the update was coming, albeit delayed, due to the generalized self-driving being harder than he thought. Okay, hang on, I'm stopping the story. All right, what the fuck? First, let's start with the fact that Tesla put out a self-driving program that tells you not to trust it. Like, driving isn't stressful enough. Here's your self-driving car, but if shit goes down, you might be completely screwed. Second, Elon Musk promises a program starting in 2018. Now, I get that project's not meeting timetables, but 4 years late? And why did you say something was going to be ready when you have no idea when it's actually going to be ready? Also, it's harder than you thought? Oh, really? Making a self-driving car is going to be harder than you thought? I don't even know where to begin with this one. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.